Nice being as manim. Baruch Hashem, we're back. So we're starting a new malacha. We're sort of at the, you know, at the end of the Lama Tes Malachas. You know, we're holding by, still have what to do, but we're in the malacha Bona. We're starting the malacha Bona today, Bez Hashem. So the Mishnah says on the top here, page 1, Habona kama yivne v'yechayev. Habona kolshehu. So, if you bona kolshehu, so what does that mean? The simple shot means that you attach something to the ground. So, if you attach something to the ground, that's bona. But even if I say I nail a nail into the wall here, so that's bona. You know, a little screw, a little nail, a little, you know, thing. Kol shehu is chayif. And the Gemara wants to know where did they have it in the Mishkan? So you look in the middle. It says Rav Acha, the second arrow there on the left. Rav Acha by Yaakov Omer Ein Anias B'Mokam Ashirus El. If you have a hole in your house, the sosmo, and you plug it up, you plug up the hole. So that's boina. The kavosa gami mishkan shekein keresh anofel boldarna. In other words, if you had one of the crushim, a talas, Rashi says, a bug or something ate it, right?
Termite,
right. Meitiv l'socha aver, you take some lead, and you put whatever was eaten away. You mamale with the lead, and you adhere it to the building, and that's bona. So it doesn't have to be anything of great proportion. That's bona kol shehu. A bona kol shehu is chayev. Then the Gemara says, "Ha'osa," the second arrow on the left. "Ha'osa lul nekev b'lul shel tanur golem." Right, you have a little house for the chickens.
Chicken coop,
right? And you make a hole in the chicken coop. Rav Amar Mishum Bona. Rav says that it's a violation of Bona. Ushmul Omer Mishum Makev Patish, says Rashi, the third semi-wide line. Mishum Makev Patish Shehu Gemar Melechas Halul. Chol Midi Dehave Gemar Melocha Chayim Mishum Makev Patish, because you need, you know, the air to come in. You know, you can't suffocate the Tarnagolas. So you the Gemar Melocha is the. You put a hole into the chicken coop, and that's the Gemar Melacha. So it's a machlokis whether you violate Bona or you violate Makeh B'Patish, which is like finishing up the job. Then at the bottom line says Tashma, next page, HaKodeach Kol Shehu Chayiv. So look in Rashi, Hakodech Kol Shehu, Hakodech Kol Hakodech Amenas Lamalosu. Let's call it Yartate. So if you're making a hole that you plan to fill the hole in, say you're drilling a hole in the wall because you want to put a plug there, you want to put a nail, you're making it, taking a drill, so that's called Kodeach because you're planning to fill the hole in. Kol Kodeach. Almanas l'malosu. It's called by Yosid. V'shalo l'malos karinokev. But if you're doing it not to, you just want to have the hole there. You want to, like in the lul shel tarnagolim, you need a hole for the air to come in or something, or the food to, you know, whatever. So that's called nokev. So he's just explaining how come sometimes in the Gemara it's called making a hole kodeach, and sometimes it's called nokev because it depends. If you're making a hole because you want to leave it to be a hole, that's called nokev. If you want to make a hole because you want to plug up the hole, you want to put something in the hole, like you want to put something to protrude from the hole to hang up your coat or some of your hat or whatever it is, then that would be called kodeach.
That's the chiddush of these two cases, but either way is
chayef. Either way is chayef, right. So let's take a look in the Rambam, how he brings down these halachas. So take a look at page 3, Perek Yud, Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Yud Beis. Habone kol shehu chayiv, hamashra pnei akarka. Okay, in other words, if you flatten the surface of the karka, you flatten the ground, you have a mound, because you hishpil tel, you had a mound and now you flatten it. Page 3. Omile gumo gai hariza bone of a chayiv. Okay, so then he says like this. Take a look in Halacha Yudalad. So in Halacha Yudalad says, Osa Nekev, Kol Shehu, Belul Shertan Negolim, She Kanish Lahem Ha'ora, Chai Mishim Bona. So he's Chayim Mishimbona. In other words, he paskins like the opinion in the Gemara that Yechayim Mishimbona. But then in Halacha Tezayin, it says, Va'osa Nekev, Kol Shu Bein Be'ez Bein Metechaz Bein Be'binyan Bein Be'kelem Reza Tolus Makev Apatish, V'chayim. So the Mepharshim are bothered that in Halacha Yudalad, he says, if you make a hole in the binyan, so it's bona. And in halacha tezayin, it's makib apatish. So which one is it? Is it bona or is it makib apatish?
Both.
You could say, we'll see, there's some that want to say that. But it's a little strange why in one halacha he would say it's bona, in one halacha he would say it's makib apatish. Why, you know, like he should say both, in both cases. So that's the question. If you look at the Lecha Mishnah, on the bottom, so it says, Ha'osa Nekev Kol Shehu, B'gmar Yigepluk to Rav Amar Mishum Bona, Shmuel Amar Mishum Makib Apatish, Pasuk Rabbeinu Kirav. Right? The Rambam Pasuk like Rav, that it's Bona. Because the Matil Nirash Pasuk is Shmuel. It's also the neck of Kol Shehu, Bein Beis, Bein Beis, Bein Techaz, Bein Tol, Bein Makib Apatish. In other words, you make a hole in the chicken coop, he says Makib Apatish. So which one is it? The Rav have even Mishum Bona. So which, who are you paskening like? So in the fifth line, he says, Venira, in the middle of the second column, in the middle of the fifth line of the Lecha Mishnah, on the left side, it says, Venira, Shehuza on the first, Mashkoz of Rav, Chai Mishum Bona, Klomar, Afilu Mishum Bona. That's what Rav Elia said. Afilu Mishum Bona. What did Mishum Makib Apatish? Davi Gemar Melacha. El Shu Moshe Va'om Shachai Mishum Bona. I don't know. To me, it's just strange from the stylistic. Like, why would he say originally? It's not like the Ram. He's going to say Yechai Mishum Bona, and then he's saying Yechai Mishum Makib Apatish. Why doesn't he just have one halacha saying Yechai Mishum Bona Mishum Makib Apatish? Instead of having one halacha saying Yechai Mishum Bona when you put a hole in the coop, and another halacha Mishum. I don't know.
The second time it's It's not talking about
the
law, it's talking about the
son. Right, so there was a halacha Yudale, it says, also yeah. And as halacha Tezayin, he says, right, in other words, in Yudale he's talking about what? A lul. In Tezayin, he's not talking about lul, he's talking about Bein Bebinyan, Bein Bekelim. Whether it's attached to the ground or not attached to the ground, Reza told his mom came a patish. So, was when you're finishing up the job, it's makim a patish. So for sure, it's makim a patish. Whenever you finish, but in Halach Yudalid, where he's talking about that it's also a lul shaltai the golem, so that means that it's mechuber lakarka. So then, it's also going to be chai mishum bona. So maybe it's not so bad. Epsha. In other words, mishum bona means even mishum bona. But bona is not going to be shayach in all cases. Bona will be shayach only in the lul shel tana golem case. In the lul shel tana golem case, where it's mechuber lakarka. You assume that the coop is attached to the ground. And in the other case, whether it doesn't matter whether it's attached, not attached, that's going to be makiv apatish, because whenever you finish something, that's makiv apatish. So when he's saying in halacha yudalid, you're going to chayv mishum bona, means of course you're going to be chayv mishum makiv apatish because you finish something up, but you're also going to be chayv mishum bona. Okay, maybe it's pretty good. Who are the mishum makiv apatish? So, and each one is complementing, because makib apatish doesn't apply only if it's mechubel karka. Anything. You finish something up, b'chai mishum makib apatish.
So, if it's not
mechubel karka,
it's
only right. It will only be right. And then, but if it's also mechubel karka, so then it's going to be chai mishum both. Okay. Not bad. That's the Lacha Mishnah's Pshat. But if you look, take a look for a second in the Rambam on page 6. So he says like this, also Nekev Shum also lahachnis ulahotzi. Your nekev shabalul hatarnegolim. Shum also lahachnis havir ulahotzi hahevel. Whereas, the question is, all these nekevs that we're talking about, does it have to be lahachnis ulahotzi? In other words, the purpose of the whole is to something to come in and something to come out, or it's enough one way. So here he writes, it has to be lahachnis ulahotzi. Because it's l'hachnis ha'ora, the light comes in. I guess it's good for the chickens. U'l'hotzi ha'hevel. And the hot air comes out. Hareza chayim mishum makiv apatish. So here is his mashma that makiv apatish, you need both. The hole has to be a multi-purpose hole. L'hachnis u'l'hotzi. Oh. So if you take a look in the Mogen Avraham, Rubin points out on page 8, so he also speaks about this question about the Rambam, of what's the idea of having, you know, the Rambam saying two things in different places. So he says like this, cost of a Rambam, top line. On page 8, on the right side, in the Mogen Avraham. Kosev HaRambam, Perkov Gimel, that was the last Rambam we did, was Perkov Gimel. Ha'osu nekev shu osu l'hachnis l'hotzi, k'o nekev shu belul ha'targol, shu osu l'hachnis ha'ora l'hotzi ha'hevel, chayim shu makim patish. Fichav gozu al kol nekev. In other words, the Doraisa is l'hachnis l'hotzi. But they made a gzeirah midrabanan, even if it, you don't have both of them. Goes well. Kol nekev. Feel also the whole tzir lachnis bavad. Shem yovel lasos nekev shechayovin alof. In other words, the real daraisa of makim apatish is you make a nekev, to stuff should come in and come out. So, and then they made a gzeira that even if it's only lahachnis or only lahotzi, then it lost a bit of rabbonim, because we're afraid that if you make a nekev with a singular purpose, you'll come to make a nekev with a multiple purpose. Bichshak has a mishnah, the perek, you show him because of the chayv shimbona. So that's the same kasha that they're all asking. That is it bona is a makim apatish. So the lechem mishnah said it's both, like Rav Elie Bril said. The lead near the hachamai belul she'ena mechuberes lakarka. So he wants to give another pshat. That he says that this halacha we just learned that it says only mishum makim apatish and not mishum bona is talking about a lul that's not mechuber lakarka. So therefore, it's not a din of what
binyan.
It's only a din of makim apatish. Place by binyan. Because of also nekev kol shu ben beitz ben binyan ben matech ben mikel chay mishum makim apatish. Who she also lachnis ulhotzi. Right, so it's not mechuber lakarka. Also the kav of karka habay she also mayim chay mishum bona. Oh. So he says that the reason, in other words, the two Rambams are being mechalik between a what? A hole that's, if it's mechub l'karka, it's a question of bona. If it's not mechub l'karka, it's makav apatish. But see, the Lecha Mishnah understood that everything could be talking about mechub l'karka, all the little cases of mechub l'karka. And the pshat is, you're going to chayim for both. In other words, if you have a lul that's mechub l'karka, it says makim apatish, it means makim apatish and bona. When it said bona, it means bona and makim apatish. But he's saying no, that the lul over here that's l'hachnis l'hotzi is a lul that's not mechub l'karka. So the pshat is like this, as Rav Gutman explains here in the Sefer, it makes it clear. I'll take it, show you in a second. Take a look on page 14. Yeah, so he quotes the on the left side, he quotes the Rambam with the Lecha Mishnah, and then he says, Aval, bottom paragraph on the left. Aval among Avram, who says, Regutman, of course, of Yashav, Heshel Chalach, Ben Osa Nekev, Vibinyan, Shalkaka, Ben Asias Nekev, Bekalim, Shein, Mechubar, Makaka. Dosa Nekev, Belul, Hamachubar, Lakaka, Chai, Vafil, Ein Osa, Lachnis, Lhotzi. So it was for the din of Bona, when it's Mechubar, Lakaka, then Yechai, Mishim, Bona, even if it's not Lachnis, Lhotzi. The Kave, the Mechubar, Lakaka, has a chi of a bona, and bona, like if I drill a hole in the wall. So it's not lachnis l'hotzi. I drilled a hole because I want to put a peg in so then I can hang the coats up. So that's not lachnis l'hotzi, that's just lachnis. So Mimela, so are you chayiv? So Mogad Avraham says yes, because it's a bona.
It's gzera.
What?
He's saying it's gzera.
No, he's saying.
If it's only for one, they're
No, he's saying no. When it's mechub l'karka, it's a din bona. And when it's a dim bona, what? Yichayiv doraisa, even if it's.
Mechubad lekarka.
Yeah.
I mean, theoretically, unless it's in a car or on a boat, everything is ultimately attached to the ground.
This chair is not attached to the ground.
Okay.
This table is not attached to the ground.
But anything on a building.
Yeah, in a chalami. In a chalami. Anything on a building is.
The building is attached to the car.
So he says. So he's explaining the Magen Avraham that when that the route not like what the can. The Lecha Mishnah is learning that everything here of the lul things, all the luls is talking about that it's mechuber l'karka. There's not two different luls. It's all mechuber l'karka, and Mela is mechuber l'karka. It's going to be Chayim Mishum Maka Bepatish, and Mishum Boda. That's what he said before. Right, so you need both. So he's, in other words, the way Rav Gubin explained the Lech Mishra, you need both. You need to be Bona, you need both, Achnis Olsi and Mechubra and Makim Padish, you need both. He's saying no. There are two halachas. There's one halacha of Mechubra Lakaka. So Mechubra Lakaka, you don't need both. You only need Lachnis or Lahotzi. You don't need, you know, both. And, but to be violated Makim Padish, so then, that's talking about even things that are not mechubar l'karka. So those things need what? L'hachnis u'lehotzi. So I'll call upon him, and he says, Chazin, and d'chol d'tikun b'karka chai mishum bona af v'negev she'enu osoy, rak l'hotzi, l'hachnis b'lvad, af she'enu mechubar mosif klum al abinyin, l'fiza ba'osa nekev b'toch ha'karka, or b'kos al mechubar l'karka, kon she'yitzu mayim derech v'negev, you want to, the water should come out of the hole, the whole lahabinyan sheyuchal etkobach yated b'chor. So he's saying that bona is mechubal karka. That's even if it's not lahachnis lahotzi, and makam bepatish is even if it's not mechubal karka, then it has to be lahachnis lahotzi. Oh, okay.
What's his last line? Chol tikkun
she'osa b'karka chai. Yeah, v'chein chol tikkun she'osa b'karka chai mishum melech bona min
haTorah. The hole in the ground is bona.
Right.
It's also, but it's since when is it?
Right. So the Gemara says that im be'ir chai mishum bona, im be'soda chai mishum chorish. Right. Because you're doing something, you're doing tikkun in the Yeah. Okay, now, let me ask you the following question. What's the din if your sukkah blows up, meaning the wind comes, blows away the schach, and it's Shabbat? The sukkah, you have your bamboo, say, or whatever you have, and the wind comes and blows it away. So, could you put it back on Shabbos or Yontif? Is that Mutter, Osir Midrabbanan, or Osir Midaraisa? So I'll give you three choices.
I'd say Sukkah or Osir. Certainly Midrabbanan. The question is whether it's a Raisa.
Certainly Shabbos is a problem. Maybe you got a shot.
You look for another Sukkah.
Why do you not labor on a regular case of button, and then you build something in order to be able to not do it?
First of all, it's not Mechubar L'Karka. The Schach is...
The walls are wrong.
The walls are not mechubar l'karka either, but the schach certainly is not. So it's not mechubar l'karka. And to make the question even better, in other words, even if you want to say it's osir, but if it's only an issur d'rabbanan, you get a goy to do it as shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. But if it's an issur d'raisa,
you could ask him.
No, Shabbos you could ask him too, if it's only an issur d'rabbanan for him to do, and asking a goy is only d'rabbanan, so it's two d'rabbanan. So that's called the shvus to shvus.
I would say it depends how broken the sukkah is. You know, there's things which are kind of like, there's things, you know, where you have to do...
He said specifically, put the schach back up.
Yeah.
So...
Is there a share in terms of Ara, in terms of some 7 days, and does that make it better for them?
Right, okay, so let's see.
Is there another sukkah you could use or not? Does it make a difference?
Right, so...
I mean, are you losing bits? If you... I can walk next door, I'll sit in his sukkah, no big deal. If, on the other hand, this is it, if I'm not, I'm losing this with sukkah.
It doesn't mean that it's mutter, because if it's a mitzvah, the right to do. So, in the Hanami, lose the mitzvah.
Okay.
Well, so he says here, so there is a discussion. There is a discussion in the Achronim of what the status is, because here basically we have something that's, in other words, to put a hole, a peg in the, you say I want to I want to nail a nail into the wall. I want to have for my hat to
right.
So I do that on Shabbos. I wanted to have a nail there, so that's Pashas and this is Daraisa, to take one nail and bang it into the wall. That's an Issur D'oraisa. So here you're not banging anything in. Here, fakir, it's loose. It's not, you know, it's not kavua. It's not kavua b'mkomo. So what's the status when it's not kavua? Could that possibly be a D'oraisa or not?
Okay. Not after to play with blocks, right? We make a house out of blocks.
Making a sandwich.
Right.
Yeah. So what are you saying?
What, like putting a block on it's very temporary.
Yeah, so let me show you here. Let me show you here the discussion of here, take a look. Here. Goodman has it in Sefer. Take a look here on page. Here, page 16. Because what he calls over here, Hanacha on the left bottom, Hanacha below Chibur. Because that's what tzchach is. It's hanocha below chibur. It's not attached. The sachek sukkah biyotim. So he says, "Kasev primigodim, mahu ol kavu vol aray." We'll see it inside in a second. Hinei imeniach sadin shel dalet kundesim. Al dalet kundesim. In other words, you have four pegs in the ground, like a chuppah.
Right.
And then you put a sheet on top of the four pegs, and then you tie it to the poles. Or blok shir, or say you didn't tie it, but you have in mind that it should be there for some time. Or blok shir shir sham l'zman beruba, zehava ol kavua v'chayiv chatas. So he's saying a big chiddush to Prima Gadim, that if you keep something there that you want to be there for some, we'll have to see how much time, but a significant amount of time, so then, even though you didn't glue it in, you didn't cement it in, that's bona midoraisa. If you're planning right away to take it down, so then that's not bona because it's arai. But
even if it will stay there and you don't take it down, like let's say you put something in, like you bang something in, if you don't pull it out, it will stay there. But you plan on pulling it out. Like if you bang in a nail.
If you bang in a nail.
Or you plan on taking it out much later.
Yeah, so. Well, the mice, he banged it in, so...
Okay, but it's all right. You plan on pulling it out.
It's like, if I write, then I plan to erase it. But the mice, right now I wrote.
Said I write if you're going to pull it out.
Yeah.
Still not allowed to go.
Maybe the rice, we'll see. So the Prima Gadim's...
Put a big slack on your silk on shutters.
No, that's...
It's the same thing.
No, it's not. Because it's directly, it's not even an oil. It goes directly on the thing. In other words, it's not mahil. Mahil, there has to be some airspace in between. Here it goes flat on the thing. But the Magen Avraham says, "Are you severely after the poor sodom lokshi rechai mishum binyan oil? He medaitu sheisham zman ruba, umaitam bapasok." Let's see if I put it... The Prima Gadim says, "The ikisa Torah l'sachach schach hasukah l'zayin yom meyachad. Av she'enu mechaber hasachach el hanochem b'levad al dofne hasukah, fiu hachach havali told the bona min ha-Torah." So he says that it's a told the bona, and it's an issa deraisa. An issa deraisa. Here, if you want to see the Prima Gadim inside, it's here on page 11. The one he's quoting now.
Okay.
with Sivkarten, Sivkarten Ches. Page 11. Here. The last word of the Lord is v'kosher. V'hinei, imenich sadin al arba kundesim. In other words, you have four poles in the ground, and you put a sheet on top of them. V'kosher sham, or below kshira. Even below kshira, she'ir sham l'zman beruba. As you put the sadin on the four poles, you have in mind that it should be there for a long time. Ze hava ol kavua v'chayiv chatas. It isn't the raisa. If you do b'shog, you chayiv chatas. If you do b'mezig, you chayiv skila. Hayne kol she'ish baruch of tefach al tefach. So that's the shita. So that's, and based on that, he says elsewhere that baking a sukkah is an issur d'oraisa. If you make a sukkah on Shabbos or Yontif, even putting the, in other words, your bamboo fell off, and you want to put the bamboo back. So that's an issur d'oraisa. That's the prima gadim shita. Let me see if that's in the packet here. Either way, only from Tosis to Shita might be different, because Tosis told that maybe bonus mutter on Yontif because you can make cheese, and there's a whole gansa discussion there. But that's the prima gadim shita. That if you leave something for, now what, how much is the extended time? I can't tell you exactly, but it means, sometimes they learn out from, kosher, like a week or something like that, something that could be enough. And therefore to put the bamboo back by yourself, that would be, and this is the raisa. And if you get a goy, it would only be a shvus. It wouldn't be a shvus to shvus. So that's not mutter. Only if maybe if it's tzarech rabim, like in the Lower East Side, you have a communal sukkahs. So
let's say it belongs to a shul.
Yeah, okay. I think it's a shul, most people just, make kiddush there, they don't necessarily have their meal there. In the Lower East Side, they have the communal sukkahs for the community. So it's very geschmack, you're eating together with the whole tzibur there.
You said they make a ruven around the big sukkahs, don't they?
What?
They make a ruven on the east side around the big sukkahs.
Yeah. And now they even put up fences, so it's okay.
100%.
Well, so that's the prima gadim. So that's a very... But there's another sheet that he points out here. You take a look on page 17. Sefer Shut Ateres Chachomim disagrees with the Prima Gadim. Aval Shut Ateres Chachomim Herich Litchos Dvar. Because of Lahati Lomer Lenochri Lachzo Ulhaniach Aschach Al Sukkah Dhavle Shvus to Shvus. He says no. It's only a Derabbanan. Because Verich Sham Harbe, so he says, the Matsidu de Megam Chayim Shimbona, okay. He says, as I avim lo chibra melakak him shechiba yachal akvashim zasma chashim bona, chashim shom, hafil mechaba yachal kam chalokim shol binyin, kon kuli osu yim prokim, ta chibra yachal zem melach is bona, rak mekeinu osu yim prokim. Okay. Chol zem mechaba here, on the left side, the lateral. I'll call upon him, based the verb yachad, or she'enu mechub lakaka. Well, hanochas levenim below tit, hav shum nochem alkaka, came to lekka klal shum chibur. That is, if you just pile bricks up, so that's not bona. Because, those, if you attach two things together, based the verb yachad, el she'enu mechub lakaka, so that could be a problem. that can be boner. But if you're not attaching anything together, you're just piling something up on the ground, but not attached. Kevin de leka klal shum chibur lo yala al das she'elov she'im binyan daraisa. So he argues with the Prima Gadim and says, this Hateras Chachamim, that putting the schach on Shabbos and Yom Tov is only an issur d'rabbanan. So therefore, you can get a goy, and it's a shvus to shvus, b'mokum mitzvah.
But if you have to put
schach
on the same schach, and otherwise it's
bustle
schach, how can you do it
to good? No, so we paskin that you don't have to do the same schach. You just have to do the shem tzel.
Okay.
A goy is good. The Gemara says, a sukkah of a gandvach is a kosher sukkah. Some say, some post can hold, like Rav Shechter pointed out, that maybe l'chatchil you want to do it, but the maisa, b'ikir did it's kosher. A sukkah is gandvach is kosher. Goyim, noshim, whatever, well, it's a kosher sukkah.
Most of these public tzibur sukkahs are put together by
Goyim. Yeah, so some people are machmir, you know, to pick up the schach, to mimnaneya, you know, the adheder of that, and some are not. But the nice right point out, it's kosher.
It's not
in other words, if a goy builds you sukkah from olive bistoth, he can make a bracha leishem a sukkah on such a sukkah.
What does this mean of moving the schach, or moving the schach around a little bit?
Because if you want to have the extra hider of that it's made by a yid, so then you move it around.
Why does he say it's derabanan in the schach then?
Because you're not attaching anything to the ground, or even if you don't have to attach to the ground, at least you have to attach one thing to another. Here, nothing is attached. Basically, you have schach on a sukkah, which is totally movable. Nothing is attached. Schach is not attached to each other. The schach is not mechubar to the sukkah. Came the lekach chal shum chibur lo yal adas she'elav she'im binyan deraisa al chas kamel chamel. If you mean you want to do it on Shabbos?
Yeah. Yeah, you put it all together. You just want to move it. One
maybe it'll be a Darabonin.
Look, it's already on there. You're not putting it on anymore.
But you're only going to get the credit for doing it if it was actually something you did.
Right.
So the fact that you can either have one side or the other.
Right.
Either it's a non-event, right. And then what's the point of doing it? Or you are the guy doing it, and it's an activity.
Right.
You can't be both.
It's right. Muktzah, too.
What?
Muktzah.
Yeah.
You're not on Shabbos,
if you
don't
know right.
Doing it.
Yeah, so it would be a Nitzah Drabanan. Whatever, Nitzah Drabanan. So, you know.
Still can't do it.
Yes, yeah, still can't do it. So you get a guy. The Shvus to Shvus.
The whole point is to do it, to get away from the guy you did in the first place.
Right.
Getting a guy is not going
to help. Right. Getting a guy is not going to help if you want to undo that. Right. Then Chaim Hashem Sefer Bikur Yaakov, Tachas Shevi Divrei Pir Megadim, Falpol Dvasiyam, Zol Shol Sheish Lzad Lohakel Schach Chach Lidei Nokrim Biyotev, Beim Osuka Acheres. There's a Vada Lo Mikri Binyin Mam, Shei Moloch Adarais, Ol Avi La Oro Laroi. Or Dei Nokri, Havi Shvus De Shvus. But it says the Pir Megadim is Machmir.
Usually,
Yontif will always be Yontif. It won't always be Shabbos.
I'm saying that the cooler is dark on Yontif,
The cooler of what?
Of having an Akri do it, just to show it.
I don't know. Maybe also Shabbos. Yeah. Okay. Where are you reading?
In the middle of that,
Page 17. Yeah, because I think he's just saying because that's when it falls out on Yontif. He'll always fall out on Yontif. Sukkos is always on Yontif. Whether it's on Shabbos, you know, yeah, Shabbos Cholam Moed, okay. But the Prima Gadim, he's saying, is even if you pour us to Sadin, so the Prima Gadim is a very big machmir here. A very big machmir. Well, so then the question is, what's the gather of being mechuba l'kaka? In other words, when... What's called mechuba l'kaka? In other words, of course, this is mechuba l'kaka. You put cement, it's mechuba l'kaka. So how do you define mechuba l'kaka? So he wants to say here, Gutman, from the postkim, yeah, take a look on page 19 in the bottom. He says, he wants to say based on the poskim here in Shulchan Aruch. Here, I'll show you. It's based on the Shulchan Aruch. Let's see. I'll show you in the Shulchan Aruch. Yeah. Take a look. In other words, the question is, do you need dafka like cement, or do you need, or not dafka, because I don't think I have it out in this room. Okay, let's read it from here. He says here, okay, I'll tell you what page in a second. Here, take a look at page 18 for a second. On the left side, v'nechzei anam. Shulchan Aruch says, Dela shoshida teva migdal, yicholim litlan behen. Pachzo is here. In other words, you have a delus. Say you have a hole in the ground and you have a door in the ground. So is that called mechuba l'karka? So he says that anything that has a hinge, anything that's in, even though this opens and closes, but there's a hinge there. So a hinge is enough. It doesn't have to be cemented into the ground. A hinge is enough. So Homer, the came should talk from a sanagar to khur miftach hashiv ki khibul kaka. Lo kemunach. Whereas if I would put up this door on Shabbos, that would be an issur d'oraisa to put this door up, because it's not mechuber. It's not cemented into the ground, but it's not cemented anything. It is a hinge. No cement, hinge. So a hinge is, so he says, you see from there that a hinge is good enough. And anything that hinged to the ground is good enough. So what about a screen? What about a screen? Say you put a screen in it, right? You decide on Shabbos you want to put a screen in. Because if you open the window, all the flies come in. So you say, oh, so I'll get the screen. Put in a screen. So he writes here on page 20, on the left side. Don't mean no old inyan achalonot maser reshes hanikra screen. Sheish lahem chakika mitzumtzum. So it's not cement, and it's not a what? It's not a hinge. It's not screwed in. Chakika mitzumtzum. But you put it into a specific area. The vade chashiv chakikim otzir. So he wants to tell you that's called like a hinge. And now I decide, I want to, for the rest of the summer, I want the screen in. I forgot to do it before Shabbos. So I do it on Shabbos. He says, he claims that's bonum in a Torah l'kuli alma. In other words, not only the prima godim, but even the ateres chachomim, he only matted by schach, because it's not locked into something. Here, it's put in a specific spot and there are crevices and things, you know.
As to a window, too. So when you close your window for it's because it's getting cold, you're planning to leave it closed?
No. The window's already there. It's in the thing. It's in the bin. Right, but it's meant... Right. No, because then...
Open the door. How can I open the door, close the door?
But the screen wasn't attached anyway. You picked it up, you put it in the window.
Right.
It's one of those.
So he claims, Rav Gutman claims, that putting a screen in for the rest of the season, so that's for sure, Zman Meruba, Afi Meinu Mavad Lo Osho Lo Hachnisam Achzirim B'Shabbos. So certainly if it's the Kiyam, so that's he tied it to this derisa. Now the other thing he wants to discuss, what about putting a plug into the plug something in on Shabbos when it's not on? He didn't turn it on, he just plugged it in. What's the story there?
Why would you want to? First is what is the appreciable upside in this activity?
Oh, the answer is the freezer is what the plug got come now.
Okay.
So all your food is going to get ruined.
Ah, okay. Right. So now you're plugging it in so that.
So you won't necessarily say, okay, you got a guy to do it, but is he doing an issur d'oraisa or an issur d'rabban? So it's plugging it in. Is that called like? Nailing a thing. And then the plug of the fridge is good. That's lasting for months. Hopefully. Years. Whatever, hopefully.
Aren't there some people who say you don't have to tovel something if it plugs in?
Yeah, so there's a tshuva based on the Gedulei Tara written by Rav Breish, Chalkas Yaakov, where he's mako not to have to be tovel appliances that are. Mchuber, like a George Foreman, or like all these things that and some agree, some disagree. It's a whole big, but that's based on that idea that it's considered like it's mchuber, and therefore anything. So that's one of the shitas that exist about others say to do it. Okay, but you're right. What you're saying is the tshuva of the Chalkas Yaakov based on the Gedulei Tara. That's what you're saying. So he says, "Opiza yesh lodum b'met tochvim es achut electric b'toch hanekam sukin lahamshik koach electric." You have to realize that in Satma, you can't say the word chashmal. that's usher. Yeah, but the fact that it's electric, say chashmal. That was Shlomo Zalman will say chashmal. But Deborah Tzina and Satmar Chevra will never use the word Chashmal.
In the Gufim, they give an example of how the Zionists perverted an old biblical language. And Chashmal is one of the examples. If you read the
anti-Zionist. Right. Rav Moshe, he never uses these words. I don't think Meshita. He just,
I think he knew that.
He didn't know these. Right, exactly. Like he'll call a car a machine. That's what he'll... Machines. You know, that's how he refers to a car. You know. The Kamapal Menusha Sham Tochav Kamashonim Kuchut the electric shall freezer. They know also the Hotzi Lachnis Yitzchayv Alam Shem Bodek Shem Chaber or Sosik Shem Motziah came with the Vat Loshom and Nafkamina Im page Yimutal Hotzi Be'esha Nifsak Zerma Electric B'toch HaChutim. In other words, say...
the motor goes off.
Right. See, the hinge is part of the binyan. It keeps the door in place. So that's called bona, because it's part of the binyan. But of a chute electric, the ainam misaknim is a bias. It's not part of the binyan. So he wants to claim to lochoshim mosiv al binyan. So he wants to claim that wouldn't be a daraisa to plug it in or take it out. Shemachim mikri mosiv al mashenki chute electric. The mashatochav tocha kosel ainam shamish ishaken is a binyan. Like al hashem bono mosiv al binyan. So that's not called being mosiv al binyan because that's not part of the binyan. Something you're doing in the house. But the door, that's The hinges, that's part of the house. That's being mosif al abinyan. See, what's it claimed? If you put a door on Shabbos, you put the screen on, whatever, that could be that's the doraisa. But you put the plug in and out, you know, say electricity is off, what you're doing with a guy, so he thinks that would not, that's not called being mosif al habinyan. Okay, so this is a fascinating discussion of what is bona. Bona mechubah l'karka, the Rambam with the lul, shel tarei golem, and what's called mechubah l'karka, what's the status of a sukkah, what's the status of a plug, what's the status of a screen. So all these things we discussed this evening. Okay, so Bezer Hashem, next week we'll continue the melach of bona.